The next patient is Brenda Keaton. The last name is K-E-E-T-O-N. Clinical case of a 52-year-old white female that is seen in this office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that has been oscillated between 3B and 3-8. In the most recent laboratory workup that was done the 22nd of February of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 19, and the estimated EFR went up to 54.6 milliliters per minute, which makes her a CKD stage 3-8, and the patient does not have a significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two. The patient is going to be scheduled for hysterectomy. In the urinary sediment and in the urinalysis, there is no evidence of blood as it was before. The hysterectomy is related to myomas. Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, is going to schedule the surgery. Following number, diabetes mellitus that used to be on September the 23rd of 2023, 8.6%. This time has not been resolved yet. We will be looking forward for that result. All we know is that the patient went to the primary. He decided to stop the administration of metformin and put her on Januvia. The strength of the Januvia is unknown. In the CT scan that was done in the past, the patient had evidence of a fatty liver. She has not lost any weight, and she was emphasized about the need to change the diet, avoid the simple carbohydrates, and go more for the vegetables and grains and a plant-based diet. Following number, the patient has a cardiomyopathy that is evaluated and followed by Dr. Arcinas. A-R-C-E-N-A-S. The echocardiogram that was done on December the 27th of 2023. The wall thickness is mildly increased in the left ventricle. The systolic function is at the lower limits of normal. And the estimated ejection fraction, 50 to 55%. The wall motion was normal. There are no regional wall motion abnormalities. The patient has a left ventricular diastolic dysfunction. The left ventricular diastolic dysfunction parameters are normal. The patient has a pacer defibrillator. There is mild to moderate mitral regurgitation and mild pulmonary hypertension. with a right ventricle systolic pressure of 37 millimeters of mercury, period. To the lung auscultation, the patient has a diffuse wheezing. And according to her description, this wheezing has been going on for 3 weeks. In the lower extremities, there is a pitting edema 1 to 2/4. The recommendation was to increase the administration of furosemide to 80 milligrams at least for 3 consecutive days, restrict the fluid intake to 1,000 cc in 24 hours, and seek help with the primary, because if there is not improvement of the condition, this patient should be ordered imaging and clarify the situation with the wheezing. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. We have to point out that the main component of the kidney failure is the cardiorenal syndrome. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.